This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
And I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, Wooden Ships on the Water, Lost Heads, and Sleepwalkers, as we look at Ripley Johnson's neo-psych and shoegaze work in his band's Moon Duo, The Rose City Band, and Wooden Ships.
Thank you.
Welcome to episode 172 of A Sonic Youth. This week is all about Ripley Johnson's three bands, Moon Duo, Rose City Band, and Wooden Ships. Opening the show was Moon Duo with the blissfully psyched out track Lost Heads. My understanding of these three bands, at least in terms of the songs I'm playing on this show, are as follows. Moon Duo has the more powerful shoegazy sound. Rose City Band has more of the bright and surfy psyched out back porch jams. And Wooden Ships has the heavier psych or neo-psych sound. First I want to talk about Rose City Band. It's the band I'm most familiar with, and have certainly listened to the most for years. Rose City Band, who released their debut self-titled EP in 2019, was always intended to be a place where Ripley Johnson & Co. could play upbeat, country-influenced, gentle summer jams. And wow, are they good at it. Their debut LP was great, but 2020's follow-up Summerlong is an absolute favourite, and a modern psych must listen. Check the back catalogue of the show for more on that record. The reason I'm opening with Rose City Band is that they have a new song out, and by the time you're listening to this, hopefully a new album too. It's their fifth, named Sol y Sombra, English translation being Sun and Shadow. And from what we've heard so far, we're in for another set of sun-kissed good time jams. Here's the latest pre-release single, named Radio Song. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Rose City Band with a radio song from their soon-to-be-released record. Next in the list is Moon Duo. This band consists of Ripley Johnson and his wife Sine Yamada. They've released 7 original studio albums since their 2010 debut, the latest coming in 2019, and both of today's tracks coming from 2012 Circles. Of these bands, Moon Duo was the first I discovered, although it took me far too long to make the connection to the others. I learnt about Moon Duo through a video game. Okay, hear me out. Grand Theft Auto 5 is no ordinary video game. The development time, money, and attention to detail put into the game manifests itself in many ways, not least in the in-game radio stations. There's 22 stations in the game, which, by the way, is set in LA, with highlights including the dub reggae station, hosted by a rambling Lee Scratch Perry, the West Coast gangster rap and G-Funk station, hosted by DJ Pooh, and best of all, the indie rock station Vinewood Boulevard Radio, hosted by Nate and Steve from California alt-rock band Waves. There's many great songs played on that station. You can find YouTube or Spotify playlists, or check out episode 5 of this podcast. But one standout track was always the insane, mind-bending shoegaze sound of Moon Duo's Sleepwalker. It's extreme, sitar-based, acid-funk shoegaze chaos, and is brilliant. Few songs start as powerfully as Sleepwalker when that wall of noise hits. One of my absolute favourite modern psych songs. Here's Moon Duo and Sleepwalker. That was Moon Duo with a pretty perfect heavy psych song named Sleepwalker. While I haven't listened to both Moon Duo and Wooden Ships as much as I'd like, I must say that Circles remains my favourite album of theirs. While Sleepwalker is a catchy song, there are several other songs on that record with more pop sensibilities, meaning it's a more accessible record and Sleepwalker retains its shock factor. Here's my second favourite song from Circles, the title track. Reminds me a lot of the sunny sound of Rose City Band, more so than Moon Duo. Final track this week is from the most well-known of the Rippy Johnson bands, Wooden Ships, spelled S-H-J-I-P-S. Their self-titled 2007 debut is considered space rock, with less use of distortion than later efforts. That was followed by the well-named and very good double single, Loose Lips. The compilation mini-albums, Volume 1 and 2, came out in 2008 and 2010, split by the album DOS in 2009. Their most notable releases are their two most recent albums, 2013's Back to Land and 2018's Five. Wooden Ships is more conventional spaced out neo-psych, but they always have traits indicating their own unique sound. There's that driving, thrumming bassline on a song like Ruins from the former album, which is the exact sound I love in Rose City Band, and a gentle little high note reverbed guitar riff is never far away. So to close off this week's show, Here's my favourite Wooden Ship song so far. This one is led by keyboard, something I love in modern psych. A band like Psychic Ills does it so well. And so do Wooden Ships, so here's Back to Land, the title track of that 2013 album. Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.